everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're just joining us, Newark, New Jersey Mayor Roz Baraka, arrested by feds today. I believe he is still in custody, has not yet been released. He was arrested at a protest outside of a large detention facility. Reminder, the U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey is Alina Haba. Also in news today, Donald Trump saying refugees who are Afrikaners from South Africa will be admitted to the United States. Meanwhile, he's blocked all other refugees. You think that might be because they're black and brown folks? Unbelievable. Tufts University student who had been arrested and detained for penning an op-ed has been ordered to be released by a federal judge today. That judge saying her continued detention cannot stand. In another federal court proceeding also today, a federal judge in Maryland said the Trump administration not acting in good faith in rejecting their argument that the pardon issued on for a January 6th insurrectionist should apply to an unrelated illegal weapons charge. Again, here's the exact quote. Quote, the court is unable to conclude that the government is not acting in good faith. That means I think they're acting in bad faith. Absolutely stunning language from a federal court. And perhaps in the largest bombshell of the afternoon, Stephen Miller saying the White House is looking into suspending habeas corpus, which protects people from unlawful detentions. This is stunning. This is un-American. This is authoritarianism. I am very, very happy to be joined by my colleague here at Civic Media, Earl Ingram. Earl, we're going to get to the lead pipes, but given the gravity of the breaking news, sir, I wanted to get your reactions, my friend.
Well, you know, first off, good evening, and thanks for the invite. But you're talking to a guy who interviewed the NAACP president of the city of Milwaukee and planned on doing that for several different times as we've watched three decades of civil rights gains wiped away. And yeah, all I could think about is my mom and dad and their generations that came here from the South as we've watched all of these things wiped away.
Yes.
And people have been silent on it.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sorry, you know, but as a 70-year-old man, I have zero respect for this nation, because I'm watching all of these things happen and people are remaining silent. And so what are the generations to come from people of color in this nation? At the rate things are going now, the clock has been totally turned back and erased. And that conversation is not on the front burner. I agree that all the things that are happening right now and the things that Donald Trump is doing and others, you just mentioned the fact that Afrikaners are being welcomed into this nation. If people don't understand what's happening here, shame on them, because it's pretty clear what is taking place here. I don't know if this is ever... You know, I understand that these things are going to be in the courts and not in the court of public opinion, because public opinion be damned. What is taking place in this nation, again, I have a bitter taste in my mouth, and I don't think it'll ever be washed out for the few years that I have left on this earth.
I think, Earl, you and everyone else, every person of good faith, we should all be outraged and disgusted. And my hope is that it is not public opinion be damned. My hope is that with every increasing erasure of civil rights, with every increasing denial of our most fundamentally closely held values as Americans, it opens the eyes of more and more people. But your comments remind me of an op-ed that ran maybe 2 weeks ago, my friend, in the Washington Post by one of their African-American writers there that said, Black people aren't surprised. They're disgusted, they're angry, but Black folks ain't surprised at what's going on here. I'm hearing a similar sentiment. He said he was going to do this, and 78 million people showed up and voted for him anyways.
Well, you know, Maggie, I'm from the civil rights era. I was 14 years old when Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. Those times live in me. I remember what this nation was at that point, and I remember it, the 1968, when I was 14 years old, when cities across this nation went up because of the injustice that was taking place inside this country, and especially targeted and directed at Black people.
Yes.
And so I haven't forgotten that. And
yes,
my generation has never forgotten that. And even though we've attempted to, even though we've seen signs of the erosions of those things for a nation that claims to be a moral, upright nation, it hasn't been that for all of its citizens.
Right.
And so the more I watch this, the more I see this, all I can think about is what's going to happen. You know, all these things are taking place. We knew they were going to happen, and yet people voted anyway.
Right.
But I don't think they ever thought that it would include everybody who's not wealthy.
Yeah.
It's not enough, you know, that you have some money, but if you're not in that class that Donald Trump and others are doing these things for, you're going to be a number as well. You know, I don't have any good things to say, Maggie. I'm sorry. I'm devastated.
You don't have to apologize, Earl.
These things.
Yeah.
As I've watched these things and continue to watch these things, and as I, you know, begin doing these podcasts, I had a conversation with the president of the local branch of the NAACP, and they're devastated at what is transpiring because they don't have any power to stop it. And Maggie, who does? I know the courts do, but I've unfortunately seen some of the Supreme Court decisions lean towards this insanity. For heaven's sake, judges being arrested, mayors being arrested.
Right.
If judges and mayors can be arrested, the average American citizen, what kind of chance in hell do they have?
That's where we're at, or like, I struggle to think of a clearer call to action to Americans of good faith than this moment that we're in. If you are a person of good faith, if you are going to church on Sundays, if you believe that in what Jesus said, that as you do to the least of my people, you do unto me, like any of those things, like this is your moment to stand up and set that partisanship aside. I think we may need movements like you witnessed in your lifetime, Earl, in the 1960s. It is this moment right now. And we need white folks and people that have wealth and access to step the hell up and say, this is unacceptable. because we are at the most dangerous moment that I have experienced in my 48 years on this planet. I've felt an inkling of this right after 9/11 and when the Patriot Act was passed, but this has blown past that. That the only people who this government care about are the ones that can write checks with 7 zeros behind them, and that people will not stand up for basic due process, which is the individual right that distinguishes democracies from authoritarian regimes, is truly chilling. Truly chilling.
Well, I think that a lot of this has to do with, and people, younger people can, you know, sometimes get angry with me. But when you can go on the internet and people listen to and follow what people on the internet say, and they're called influencers, and nobody ever asked what credentials does the influencer have.
Right.
Or
if the influencer is a Russian disinformation agent being or a Chinese one or an Iranian one that is specifically designed and targeted to foment division, to pit races against each other, immigrants versus citizens, to do exactly what is happening right now, that's the destabilization that every single one of our nation's enemies wishes to see. They're all spiking the proverbial football right now. Earl, if you don't mind, I want to bring in a brand new caller to the show. This is Courtney from Milwaukee. And I did lose Earl. So, Jacob, if you could get Earl back and be sure when we get Earl back that he gets locked in so we don't lose Earl again. Courtney from Milwaukee, you've been very patient, ma'am. Thank you. What would you like to say this afternoon?
I just wanted to, you know, continue on your point of American needing to step up. I mean, I called in on another show, but my fiance, he's actually from the UK, and we had been planning our wedding for this year, and with everything happening, we've, you know, made the decision that it wasn't safe for him to travel here. He is a person of color, and he has had multiple things that happen at the airport with getting checked and having to be stopped. And obviously it hasn't gotten to a point where it was, where he was getting detained, but you know, that is always a possibility with everything that's been happening. And it's just so hard to, you know, be prideful of the place that you grew up and like where you know everyone from, and traveling to the UK, everyone talks. Everybody has comments to say about how American politics are, and it's really disheartening.
Thanks so much. That's Courtney from Milwaukee. What do you say about the Trump administration apparently considering suspending habeas corpus? Is martial law next? When is enough enough? We continue this